Hello, you're listening to Otaku Spirit AnimeCast. The following audio is from one of our YouTube videos. You can find the full length of the video at youtube.com/otakuspirit. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoy. Monster girls come in all shapes and sizes. Big ones, small ones, ones that fit in your pocket, sticky ones, hot ones, ones you can pet, and ones that'll be whatever you want them to be. This is the world of Sucky Girls. Back in 2020, easily the most controversial anime and probably the last decade or further was released. Yes, Interspecies Reviewers, a series that essentially follows the women that work in the adult industry and the men that actually review them. Now, unfortunately, even though the synopsis was pretty clear what the series was going to be about, it didn't last long in the West, as a company quickly picked it up, but decided, despite the fact that they knew what was in it, they decided to shut it down. But fast forward to 2022, and thankfully, we finally have it in our hands. Yes, Interspecies Reviewers is finally gotten a physical release, Blu-ray uncensored, available to everybody. And thankfully, after getting a review copy from Right Stuff and Critical Mass, I'm here to give my review of the series. Is it more than just the controversy? Well, that's what we're going to get into with this review, so let's jump right into it. Interspecies Reviewers takes place in your standard fantasy world. You have magic, you have monsters, demons, angels, humans, all this kind of typical stuff. But the kind of interesting thing in this particular setting is you also have adult workers, or as they call them, sucka girls. And these girls come in all different races, shapes, and sizes. Some for their own pleasure, but in most cases for monetary benefit. And while most of our focus is on those girls, it's through the lens of Stunk, Zell, and Krim. Because yes, while most people will partake in these women, these two particularly decide one day they want to start reviewing these women, and actually make money on the side, posting those reviews on boards. Stunk the human, Zell the elf, and the reluctant Krim all have their own perspectives on what they think is actually good or not good in these women. And seeing how each one of these view the women in their own perspective is technically where a lot of the comedy comes in this particular series. Take for instance Zell, who is an elf. He has firsthand knowledge of just how old elves are despite how they look. So he's constantly criticizing Stunk, who's a human, for viewing these women that are elves that are upwards of hundreds of years old. They're as old as my grandma, as he would say. On the opposite hand, Stunk will criticize Zell because he will sleep with an old lady that's human because he sees her as young, but technically experienced. Whereas Krim is more of a perspective of somebody that doesn't want to get involved, is an angel, is supposed to be pure, and of course is experiencing a lot of things for the first time. And is technically both genders. So my thoughts on Interspecies Reviewers, I absolutely loved this show. I laughed so much watching this show. Now, unfortunately, this was a series that when it released originally in 2020, I caught glimpses of it, but unfortunately, after it kind of got dropped by a company that shall not be named, I didn't really go out of my way to go find it. So I was really happy when I found out that it was picked up by another company to give it a proper release that it kind of deserved. Yes, you can get caught up in the whole aspect of fighting against the system that's trying to keep something away from us and all that other stuff, but I don't want that to detract from the fact that I really do enjoy this show. What makes Interspecies Reviewers so special is that, yes, we get a lot of Monster Girl shows. Monster Musume, Monster Girl Doctor, Interview with Monster Girls. There's a lot of series that follow this concept of very beautiful, sometimes erotic versions of beast women, Lamia, and cat girls, and all that kind of stuff. And they typically will push the edge. They will push that border just enough that they get to that edge, diving into fetishes and stuff that you can get from the idea of there being real monster girls. But they never go over that edge. They get right on it. But Interspecies Reviewers just leaps over it. They said, we're gone. We're going to go fully in depth on this fetish and really dive into it. And I actually give it a lot of respect for that. Amahara, the original creator of this manga, has zero filters. I experienced that when I watched Eden Deity's No Only Peace, which was the other work that they did. Knowing the fact that whenever you got to those positions where you typically pull back, the writer pulls back because they don't want to offend something, Amahara just goes for it. And I give them a lot of respect for that. I don't feel like they're trying to keep things from me. If something exists in this world, I want them to show it to me. And that's kind of what Amahara does here. So yes, for example, if you have brothels in a fantasy setting, what's going to be in one of them? Probably fairies. How do fairies handle people of different sizes? It gets into that. Yes, technically succubuses and lilims, those things are more in the questionable area. How do they handle those? How do the visitors handle those? Again, Amahara does not have filters, so they won't shy away from really getting into how that stuff is handled, both being comedic, but at the same time, making a realized world. And honestly, after watching the series and looking back, that's really the main reason why I get so upset at the idea of a series being censored, blocked, or not allowed to be released, is because I think that there's a story here to be told, and the writer has a lot of guts to really get into it. And so I think it really is one of those things that does deserve a release. It does deserve people to be able to see it. Because let's be honest, brothels in the adult industry exists. And these women are doing this stuff willingly. And yes, having these adventures score them and criticize them is technically the other side of the coin. It's a bold, different take on the Monster Girl genre. And one that I think has been sidestepped a little bit too much. Now, granted, I think that there's plenty of mangas out there that really get into this stuff, but getting it fully adapted was refreshing. Now, I talked about them for a little bit. Yes, I really do enjoy Stonk, Zell, and Krim. Like I said before, you technically get different perspectives of how they view the world itself and these monster girls. And I do enjoy the fact that they're technically similar to me and the idea that they're people that took a hobby, which is reviewing these women, and turn it into a business. The idea that they once did it for fun, but now they can actually make a living doing it. Yes, their main priority here is to enjoy themselves whenever they can, but it does turn into a concept where each time they go to visit one of these brothels, coming out of it, they'll have this whole segment where they'll go through each one of these characters, explain why they like something or dislike something, and then give a score to it. And they even have times that despite them giving a negative score, a lot of people will enjoy the review just because they see something written in the review that they actually want. They don't care about the score. Like, for instance, most of them didn't care to go to an egg-laying event, but even still, a lot of the Lamias are still going to be enjoying that idea, because the reason why they didn't enjoy it, they will enjoy it. It gives more credit to it than just being, yes, technically borderline hentai. Which does lead me into something that I do have to address here. This is a fully uncensored version of the series. And yes, there is a lot of nudity, there is adult content, it does not shy away from really anything. Like I said, it's basically hentai. But it's not just a hentai. It has great characters, it has great chemistry, it has comedy, it has some fantastic writing, and yes, some really quirky and interesting insights into what, at least Amahara feels, the inner workings and the outer workings of a lot of these monster girls. Yes, a lot of it's fetishizing, but a lot of it's really kind of getting into how would a brothel be for a cyclops? What are the insecurities of a cyclops? How when you go into a cyclops' brothel, you're not asking about the size of their chest or anything, you're asking about the size of their eyeball. So when you ask for the biggest size you can get, you're going to get a big eyeball. And they're probably going to want you to lick it. I had so much fun watching the show. It was just absolutely hilarious. The licking the eye thing, the, like I said, the lilims and them slamming against the wall, just wanting somebody to come in there. Yes, the fairy having to critique if they can allow or not allow a guy into there. The skeleton. How to make a skeleton happy. There's a lot of fun in here, and I laughed literally several times every single episode. I could not wait for the next episode to really jump into. It is just, it's a series that, like I said before, I really wasn't expecting much out of. I was expecting just another Monster Girl show that's all about fetishizing Monster Girls, the what-if scenario. But it gave it context, and it gave these characters these really goofy moments. And like I said, having the criticisms between each of these reviewers and what they seen and liked and didn't like, how every time they came back to the bar, they would just make the bar lady extremely mad because either they mimicked her with a golem or they went and seen a harpy. It was a lot of fun. It's easily one of my favorite anime comedies, and I'm surprised of how much I enjoyed it. Just keep in mind, yes, this is a full-on adult show. Don't go into this without knowing that, because you're going to see a lot of stuff. Visually, it looked fantastic. They had the detail where the detail needs to be, obviously. A lot of shiny parts. It definitely looked fantastic. So with that said, I have to give a salute to Critical Mass and Right Stuff. Thank you guys so much for giving this a proper Western release, a full uncensored Blu-ray release of the series with soundtrack in steelbook, and you get a free art book along with it, which doesn't have any character art in here, which is kind of disappointing, but It has like every single episode, all the storyboards. It has backgrounds. It has even included manga that's in the back of it as well, which is fantastic. Like I said, I'm kind of a huge fan of Amahara at this point, so anything that I can get of their works is fantastic. That concludes this audio. I hope that you all enjoyed. As usual, we appreciate everybody that supports us through our YouTube channel at youtube.com/otakuspirit and supports our podcast by sharing out to other people. And definitely appreciate everybody that supports us through Patreon, through our merch site. All links can be found at otakuspirit.com. And with that said, y'all take care.